straight. Man, your butt feels great.
Don't worry, I'll never tell.
When I eat next time, maybe you'll try mine. But for now, let's hear you yell. Off you and the pooper buddy.
Until I hear you squeal.
If it hurts first, that'll pass, and then
you'll see it's no big deal.
Well, do the doggy style, so get on your paws.
Yeah,
turn around and kneel. Yeah, off you and the pooper buddy.
Let's see how good it feels. It's gonna feel good. Yeah, shake it. Shuffle it around. I like your footwork. Bend over. Oh,
I'm a sucker for other people's pain. Bang, bang.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
All right, it brings Dimension with you back to start a new week of programs. Yes, it's Tuesday. Yes, I missed yesterday's program, but I have a good excuse. I was dying. I'm still in the process of dying. It's a prolonged thing. I didn't think it was going to take quite this long to finish the job. So rather than wait around for the Grim Reaper's cold, bony hand on my shoulder to pull me down into the depths and bowels of hell, I figured I'd do a show for you today. Got nothing better to do. This is a nice send-off for Timmy Boo. All right, so you guys know that I was going to go visit my mom this weekend, which I did. I drove 3 hours. I woke up, and I felt fine, got in the car, drove 3 hours nonstop, and when I got out of that vehicle at my mom's house, I could barely move. I don't know what the fuck I did. You know, people pull muscles all the time doing shit, playing sports or, you know, moving heavy equipment. I'm always pulling shit doing mundane things, like getting up from the toilet. I pull a groin muscle or something. I never have good pulled muscle stories. I'm injuring myself doing normal everyday things. It's annoying is what it is, and a little embarrassing. So my back felt like shit. I had my nieces jumping on my back, like stomping on it, because that kind of felt better. It kind of made my back feel good for a while, temporarily. I think it did more damage than it did good. Which, by the way, sums up all of my attempts at fixing my back. I ended up doing more damage than good. My mom gave me this shiatsu massager that goes on the back of your chair, and it, like, kneads at your back. Oh, it felt amazing at first, and I kept doing it every 15 minutes. Now I've got a black and blue back in addition to all my other back problems. My bones are bruised. I'm serious. Like, I was using that shiatsu thing so much, it fucked up my back even more. So now I can't tell where my real back problems end and the results of the shiatsu massager begins. And, you know, my mom's trying to be helpful, and she's like, do you want me to take off your clothes? And I'm like, no, that is so gross. And the next morning, she's like, I can't, you know, take off your shirt, I'll rub your back. And I'm like, this is just too gross, I can't deal with it. So she told me to go take a shower, and she lives in, like, an old person apartment complex. Like, no one under the age of 55 is allowed, right? And it's kind of funny because every time I have to go to my car or I go to leave, I'm hunched over because that's the only way it feels kind of comfortable. I cannot walk erect. I'm devolving at this point to early man. I'm all hunched over. And the old people who are in the community walking their dogs and shit think I'm making fun of them. But the joke is on me. I've become one of them. See? Karma's a real cunt. Karma's coming back to collect on me. At any rate, so my mom lives in this shitty old people apartment complex type of thing, and the water pressure in this community is awful. It's like it trickles. It's like a gentle waterfall when you're taking a shower. And I need this fucking water to hurt me, to pelt my back. And I want a hot, painful shower. Well, it was painful. Not because of the water pressure, though. I step in the shower. By the way, it took me a half hour to get my clothes off. I can't even lift my arms. So I get in the shower. I have my back to the shower head. I step back, and I'm not used to her bathtub. I trip on the drain because it's sticking up. It's like this metal thing that sticks up out of the drain. And if any of you have ever had back problems, any sudden movement causes you pain. So I'm very slow, you know, when I'm moving, everything, you know, when I'm going to turn, you got to do it gradually. And when you trip, you know, you're trying to correct yourself and you're not thinking about it. So it happens very quickly and it just hurt my back even more. So now I'm really fucked up. And what's really bad is I can't shit. I can shit. I can get on the toilet. The problem is wiping. Oh, that's a tricky area because there's certain ways I can't move my arm, you know. And if you ever get to the point in life where you're wiping, what I have to do, if you really want to get into this, I have to get a ginormous wad of toilet paper, right, to build up some length. Right, so I can sort of reach the tip of the toilet paper in my wad. Right, the wad of toilet paper just reaches my asshole, and then I'm furiously trying to get at the shit. And of course, right now I'm shitting like pudding. I don't know what the problem is. So it's like this never-ending wiping situation, which normally wouldn't be a problem, but I can't get to my asshole properly because of my arm. But I'm wiping, and I'm wiping, and I'm trying the best I can, and finally I hear words come out of my mouth that I never thought I would hear. And those words were, that's good enough. Which is not something you should ever say when it comes to wiping. Because you know what happened? You know, the people who say, that's good enough when wiping are the people who stink. You're like on the subway or you're at the checkout line of a grocery store and you're like, what the fuck is that smell? Someone smells like shit. It's the person who, when wiping their ass, says, oh, I'm so sick of wiping. That's good enough. All right. It's never good enough. If you say that's good enough, it means it's not good enough and you should just continue wiping. Work through the pain. That's what I did. Luckily, I got home. I was able to take a hot shower. So now I shit, and I do the best I can. That'll work. And then I'll take a shower. All right, so now I'm in the shower, and I'm using my shower, right? Which just pelts me. It felt so great. And I kept turning the heat up higher and higher and higher until it was like scalding my back. Scalding! Right? But that was okay because then when I'm in the shower, I can sort of work it. And I'm like, yeah, I'm starting to be able to turn. That heat's really helping me. All right. And then I start, cleaning up the rest of me. And then I realized, oh, I just took a shit. And I said, oh, that's good enough. There's probably some residual crap that I wasn't able to get to. So I take my little hand, shower unit, right? That's on the hose. And I jam it. I lift my ass cheek up, right, to really expose my hole. And I jam it. I jam the shower head so the full force of the water is directly hitting my dark brown starfish. Now, I did this really quickly and without thinking how hot the water was. Because when it comes to your asshole, that's a sensitive area. And it's going to react to heat differently. So this scalding water that my back has gotten used to at this point, right? Because it's just been beating down on me. So now this water, this scalding, boiling water is hitting my very sensitive anal membrane. The scream that was emitted from my mouth hole had to have been as loud as the screams from my asshole. I don't know how my asshole did this, but it was screaming for dear life. In addition to my back, which is fucked up from whatever, from the 3-hour drive, I don't know how I was sitting, how it initially got fucked up. Then the shiatsu massager fucked my back up even more, and now I've got a scorched asshole. It has been a bad day for Timmy Boo's backside. In addition, my mom made me meatballs, which I love her meatballs, and I couldn't move, so I was just sitting down, gorging on food, and I'd have to burp or hiccup, and that's kind of involuntary. And whenever you try to do something involuntary, like sneezing, oh my god, have you ever sneezed when your back is out? That's so painful. So that's, you know, so it just, everything hurts. Then my mom was like, well, your aunt, you know, the one who shits herself, is bartending. My mom says, let's go. I'll buy you a few drinks. The alcohol will make your back feel better. I come from a long line of alcoholics. If you live in an alcoholic family, you know alcohol fixes all problems. And so I said, okay. And I sit down and I tell my aunt, oh, my back is messed up. And she's like, oh, I shit myself twice. I'm like, wait, hold on. Screw my back problems. Let me get my little recorder. So she tells me some truly horrific shit stories. I'll relay those to you freaks on the extended portion, right? I'm not going to get into it right now. But then they have these like, little drawings and shit to win money at this bar. And they keep all the tickets in this like wooden box. And the wooden box isn't very heavy, but it feels like a fuck ton when your back is out. And you know, my aunt is old, so she's like, Tim, could you carry this box and put it in the back? And I'm like, what I wanted to say was, fuck no, bitch, your back is fine, you carry it. But there were a bunch of old people at the bar, and I, you know, couldn't say no to my aunt, even though she knew my back was out. Because these guys were like 90 years old staring at me, they're going to call me a pussy if I couldn't lift this thing. So I carried it for her, which just fucked up my back even more. Everything I've done in the past 2 days has been detrimental to my back. So once again, I apologize for no show yesterday. Today we've got an extended one, though, so Sideshow Freaks will get 10, 15 minutes of bonus content. Got a classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into it right now. This is a stupid bit where I simply try to find a real piece of porn, and I read it to you. I find a sex story. Now, these stories are intended to get you off, but they miss the mark, because they're either poorly written or just weird or disgusting. Those are the type of stories I'm looking for. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday.
Thank you for being no.
All that granny porn yesterday got into my head. That's right. Golden Girls porn today on Distorted View Daily. Although before we get into it, I found a YouTube video of a guy, obviously gay, who is mourning the loss of Estelle Getty. Now, you know, at first I thought it was just like a joke, you know, like, oh my God, Estelle Getty, we lost such a, you know, great comedic mind. No, there is tears. You can see the tears welling up in his eyes and streaming down his face. It's fantastic.
If you ever saw the show The Golden Girls, you know Sophia as, like, the funniest character. She passed away this morning, July 22nd, at 5 a.m., so I've heard.
Careless Barry.
I always knew she was, like, a sickly woman. I just didn't know how sick she was. That's, like, my favorite show, and now that she's gone, like, I know they canceled it and everything, but...
Careless Barry.
It's just really sad, because she was, like, the funniest character on that show.
Careless Barry. Careless Barry.
Like, every day I watched it on Lifetime at 4 o'clock, I gotta put it on. I'm like, I don't know why I'm crying so much, but I just wish I got to meet her because she's so funny.
Careless Barry.
Like, I love her and Dorothy and Rose and Blanche. But Sophia was always my favorite. Sophia Estelle Getty, which is her real name, this video is for you and your memory. You'll always be in my heart as one of the funniest people I've ever got to see on TV. And thank you for being a friend. Rest in peace.
Man.
In my heart.
Careless Fairy.
Why the hell isn't that a viral video? I'm gonna have to help that one along. I mean, come on, some fruit crying over Estelle Getty. tears rolling down his face. All right, so Golden Girl Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into it right now.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
I got to tell you, this is one of those stories that is poorly, poorly written. All right, here we go. Rose comes in from the kitchen door with a chocolate cheesecake in her arms. She went to the counter and put it down. She opened the refrigerator, although it's spelled R-E-F-E-S-I-T-E-R, refizzitor, and put the cheesecake in it to cool off for later. She turned around and left the kitchen. Oh my God, Blanche! Right here in the living room where anyone can walk in! Rose said, shocked, as she witnessed Blanche laying spread eagle on the couch with a vibrator between her legs. Vibrator was two words, by the way. Vibe and raider. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God! Blanche screamed with ecstasy. Sweat rolled down her naked body as she had termites orgasms. What the hell is a termite orgasm? Me next! Me next! Rose said as she began to undress. What? How? Why is Rose so quickly on board with this? She was just screaming a second ago that she was shocked to see Blanche in this position. Now she wants a vibrator in her own pussy. Blanche fistined with one more, oh my God. She pulled the vibrator from her body. Here, Rose, your turn, she whispered. She handed the vibrator to Rose and laid back to fisten the aftermath. You know, I'm an idiot, and I keep seeing the word fisten, and I'm like, maybe it's a word, you know, maybe it's a fancy word I've never heard of before, but Merriam-Webster does not have a listing for fisten. Take some fucking pride in your work and do a spell check. It takes just a second. All right, Rose sits naked in the chair that faces against the kitchen. She puts the vibrator between her legs and turns it on full blast. Soon, Rose started to sweat as much as Blanche, and she started to scream, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God! Why is that the only thing these girls can say when there's a vibrator in their pussy? Blanche started touching herself as Rose got intense with the liberator. I think they meant to say vibrator. Now, liberator is all one word. Maybe liberator is a brand of vibrator. It's a, you know, trademarked name or something. She struck her ring finger in her vagina and started moving it in and out and upwards and backwards until she too screamed, oh my God, oh my God. The front door opened and Dorothy and Sophia walked in. They stopped in shock. They cannot believe what they are witness. Both Rose and Blanche are naked and masturbating, screaming, oh my God, oh my God! Oh my God is right, Sophia said loudly. Blanche and Rose suddenly noticed Dorothy and Sophia at the opened front door. Shut the damn door, will you? We don't want the whole neighborhood to see, Blanche said as she removed her finger from inside herself. Rose turned off the liberator and removed it from herself. Dorothy, Sophia, we can explain. Honest, she said as she placed the liberator down on the floor. She got up and picked up her clothes and started to get dressed. Blanche did the same. My God! Actually, they spelled it Blance. Blance did the same. My God, you guys won't, oppose... I think they meant to write, suppose. My God, you guys weren't opposed to see that. Shit, I thought I was alone. But in came Rose, and she wanted to use the liberator herself. Shit, I love how vibrator has went from being spelled wrong in two separate words to now being the liberator. He just refuses to change it back. This is one of those stories where I'm going to have to provide a link on the show notes because I feel like you guys don't believe me that I didn't write this, right? This is totally a piece of real fan fiction. All right, Sophia walked toward the kitchen. Well, anyone care for cheesecake? I know I could use some. Dorothy followed her mother in Rose and Blanche. I love once he makes a spelling error once, he sticks with it. Like, now her name is Blanche. Yes, Rose and Blanche followed them after they were again dressed. Rose still had the vibrator. Oh, we're back to calling it a vibrator now. In her hands, and as she sat down in her usual spot at the kitchen table, she turned it back on and had pure exactly... Maybe ecstasy, pure exactly at the vibration that was shooting through her arms. What? She brought her free hand down to her skirt and pulled it up, and then she brought the vibrator down to her clit and shoved it inside her deep. She sat down... Oh, it's poetic. She sat back down and moaned as she felt the vibration... Yes. I think they meant vibration, but again, it's two words, vibe and ration. Vibration. Deep within her. Charlie, I'm coming for you, baby! Charlie! Now, you know, I mean, this guy is obviously a fan because, you know, he knows the name of her dead husband. Charlie! She screamed as a huge orgasm hit her. Probably huge. While Rose was getting off again, Blance had slipped her fingers back down and underneath her dress, and she masturbated right alongside Rose, but with the scream, it was, George! Oh, shit, there they go again, Sophia moaned, but instead of walking out of the kitchen, she felt the need herself. So she yanked her underwear and stockings off and shoved four fingers into her cunt and began to masturbate fast and faster until she finally came with Sal! Max! She pictured both her husbands screwing her at the same time. I didn't even know she had a second husband named Max. Dorothy sat and watched as her two best friends and mother got herself off. Rose turned the vibrate off and pulled it out of her and laid the wet cum-covered item on the table, and she grinned and said, "Cheesecake, anyone?" Oh yeah, after great sex like that, I always like to eat cheesecake, Blance grinned back at Rose. You know, Rose, I was thinking perhaps you and I should, you know, get together and have, you know, she winked. Cheesecake first, then sex. Rose leaned forward and brought her lips to Blance, and she slipped her tongue into Blance's mouth. Blance pulled Rose more closer to her as she explored Rose's mouth with her tongue. Now, this is gross even for me, Sophia said to Dorothy. I'll get the cheesecake, Ma. Dorothy sighed and stood up and walked to the refister and saw the chocolate cheesecake. Maybe that's another sex toy, the refister. Obviously, they mean refrigerator. She saw the chocolate cheesecake Rose put in earlier. Hey, you two lesbians, break it apart. It's time to eat, Sophia said to Rose. Always with the acid tongue, Sophia. Sophia said to Rose and Blance, who were still passionately kissing, "Damn, you are good," Blance moaned as she broke the kiss with Rose. "I can't wait to have you all to myself. I can't wait to discover that beautiful body that you showed me in the living room. I can't fucking wait until I discover your many ways of getting men off. Now you can get me off," Rose grinned back at Blance. "You'll be amazed, my dear, simply amazed. You may never want to get dressed again." Blance licked her lips where Rose's lips were. Rose sat back and felt the need for Blance grow every second. The end. Ba 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 ba. There you go. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for November 12th, 2013, brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% up, half off just about any item. All you have to do is use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout. You can also use coupon code DV. Two little letters will save you 50%. Use one of those coupon codes, you'll also get three free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and all of that's going to be sent to you free of charge. That's right, no shipping charges whatsoever when you use promo code FREAK or coupon code DV at checkout. If you enjoyed today's Sextastic Tuesday story, may I suggest a few DVDs? MILFs, Cougars, and Grandmas? That's a good select. That one's on sale already, $16.71. Or how about Grandma's a Lesbo, or My Grandma Loves Black Cock, or I Want to Come Inside Your Grandma. 9. That's the 9th one in the series. In Granny's Tale, Grandma's Hooked on Chocolate, Come, C-U-M to Granny. Oh, there's a lot of great selections if you're into old, worn-out cunts. Go to AdamandEve.com, use coupon code FREAK at checkout for, again, 50% off just about any item, three free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and free shipping. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now.
Fucked
If you like Distorted View Daily, please support the program. Become a member of The Sideshow. It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. Lifetime memberships are also available. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows like the one I have for you today. Exclusive programs. We'll have an exclusive show for you on Thursday. And then all next week we'll be doing Sideshow exclusive material. So it's a great time to sign up. If you like Distorted View Daily, the only way you'll be able to hear it next week is if you sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. While I'm begging for shit, let me just remind you, Distorted View has been nominated for a Mature Podcast Award at podcastawards.com. Yeah, we were nominated in the Mature category. It's been 5 years since we've been nominated and won an award. It would be great if we would win again. I can only do it with your help. Just go to podcastawards.com, vote for Distorted View in the Mature category, enter your name and email address, and then make sure to check your email because you're going to get a little verification message. You just click on the link and then your vote is verified. So it's very important you click on that email message. If you don't see it, check your spam or junk folder. It might be lurking in there. Vote once per day. You can vote every single day until the 15th. So we have just a few days left. If you're too cheap to sign up for the Sideshow, you can still help me out. Vote for us. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Edwin Tuberta of Hamilton, Ohio. You know, Ohio is quickly becoming the new Florida, I must say. Yes, he's now getting famous as the man caught having sex with a pool raft. Yeah, that's what he's done. He's had sex with a pool raft, which is nothing new. We report on this type of behavior all the time on DV. I feature videos of people fucking pool rafts on Morning Sickness, but he's also fucked something else recently. His sentencing hearing is this week and offered little insight into his proclivities. One thing that stands out, he once pleasured himself with a pumpkin. So it's not just rafts he's into. Tuberta was sentenced this week to 11 months in prison for defiling the inflatable raft. Why is that against the law? He committed the act in June in front of children. Oh, okay, that's why. At an earlier court session, Tuberta pleaded guilty to public indecency. You know what the most embarrassing part of having sex with an inflatable raft is? The noise the raft makes. Imagine all these kids surrounding this guy as he's grinding up against the raft, the inflatable raft. Oh, yeah. Ah, yeah. You want that, don't you? Oh, God. Oh, what an embarrassment. Like, to him, that's a woman moaning in pleasure. Hear that, kids? I'm hitting your spot! That final cunt craves my cock! He is a disturbed individual. Well, yeah, this is the second time this has happened, where he's been caught having sex with a pool raft. Last time it was in 2011. But a less reported aspect of his checkered history with the law occurred in 2002 when he was arrested for allegedly diddling an inflatable pumpkin that was part of a Halloween display. It's all about the inflatables, which is a real fetish. Again, we featured it many times on Morning Sickness. At his court hearing on Tuesday, Judge Charles Patter called Tuberta's actions lewd, obscene, and something society's not going to tolerate. Tuberta apologized in court before being sentenced. I do want to apologize for my actions. I'm sorry, he said. I'm ready to get my life together and quit all of this nonsense. Sure, I give it 2 weeks before you're back fucking fanoodles. Second story we have for you today. You know, I'm always reading stories like, you wouldn't believe how much bacteria is on soap in the bathroom. It's like coated in a fine layer of poop. You know, those type of stories. Well, now let's turn our attention to holy water. Despite its purported cleansing properties, holy water could actually be more harmful than healing, according to a new Austrian study on holy springs. Researchers at the Institute of Hygiene and Applied Immunology, nailed it, at the Medical University of Vienna tested water from 21 springs and found samples contained up to 62 million bacteria per milliliter of water. None of it's safe to drink. Tests indicate 80... Do you drink holy water? I thought you just sprinkle it on demonic children. Tests indicate 86% of the holy water commonly used in baptism... Oh, yeah, shit. And to wet congregants' lips was infected with common bacteria found in fecal matter, such as E. coli and Campylobacter, which can lead to diarrhea, cramping, abdominal pain, and, of course, fever. You'll be screaming for God when you take a shit after downing some holy water. Oh, my God! Holy shit! Yes! That's where that comes from, holy shit. All right, nitrates, commonly found in fertilizer from farms, were also identified in the water. If ingested, water containing nitrates over the maximum contaminant level could cause serious illness, especially in infants younger than 6 months. You know, the age typically when you're baptized. We need to warn people against drinking from these sources, said Dr. Alexander Kirschner, a study researcher and microbiologist at the Medical University of Vienna. The study, published in the Journal of Water and Health, sounds like a sizzler title. Well, I wouldn't be able to put that down. Also found that all church and hospital chapel fonts, is that how you pronounce that? Contain bacteria. The busier the church, the higher the bacterial count. I always thought holy water was kind of like a scam. I thought it was just like bottled water that the priest blessed or something. I know nothing about religion. There have been advances made for the more hygienic use of holy water, including the invention of a holy water dispenser a few years ago by an Italian priest, while studies have also indicated that adding salt can help disinfect the water. Kirschner cautions that salt is not a reliable way to prevent infection and instead recommends priests regularly change the holy water in churches and erect signs to inform congregants about the dangers as well as of the history of the holy springs. Speaking of things that you should not drink, be careful downing a whole bottle of crystal meth. It could possibly kill you. It will kill you. It killed this man. A UK man has died after swallowing a huge amount of the drug crystal meth in what he thought was a health drink. First of all, I had no idea crystal meth was a liquid. I thought there was crystals. I guess you can melt it then, right? Because then you inject it into your butthole. That's how you get it all loose. Right, Roy Killer War?
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Yes, your butthole. By the way, Roy Killer War is going in for electroshock therapy. It never ends with this guy. I gotta get him on the program. I asked him, why are you doing this? Because he will message me randomly. First of all, he sends me pictures of you freaks sending in dirty underwear to him. Like, oh, look, this listener, one of your listeners sent me dirty underwear. And then he shows me this guy wearing some sort of lace panties, right, with just a ginormous penis tucked in that thing. It's from the UK. I think Roy Killer War calls him the big dick UK guy. Oh, and he loves that UK guy's crotch dick stink. I need to find out who that is. I need to interview that guy who's sending Roy Killer War underwear. All right, at any rate, I asked Roy Killer War, because he sends me a message, yeah, it's true, I'm going in for electroshock therapy. To which, of course, I naturally respond with, why? Why are you doing this? No one's making you. As a matter of fact, his boyfriend or husband or whatever, I don't think wants him to do it. It's just something Roy Killer War wants to do. All right, whatever. We'll get them both on the program. I need to get the Dick Stink guy and Roy Killer War on. All right, 55-year-old Romano Diaz was handed a bottle labeled as a fruity drink by his daughter, Katie. She had found the drink in a package delivered to her home by mistake and held onto it for years. Why would you give your father something that you've been storing for years? Anyway, she rediscovered it and she gave it to her father. Mr. Diaz's partner, Deborah Dulson, said in a statement that he opened the bottle and found a cork under the cap. Like, this is all very strange. Stuff that you would not normally find in fruit drinks. It's in a plastic bottle, it's been stored for years, and it has a cork in it. Did you smell it at least first? Because I'm guessing crystal meth smells a lot different than Fruitopia. Or Minute Maid, or whatever. I got Fruitopia on the mind. You know, I was trying desperately to find Fruitopia, and I was going from McDonald's to McDonald's because McDonald's is the only place you can get Fruitopia anymore here in the States. And when I was driving back down to Columbus, I decided I better take a few few rest stop breaks in order to stretch my back. And I stopped at a McDonald's, and lo and behold, they had a Fruitopia. And I got myself some strawberry passion awareness, and I drank it and immediately wanted to vomit. I spent so much time looking for this stuff. I took one sip of it, and I was like, oh, gross. Now I remember I hate passion fruit. It's so gross. All right, but I can say I finally tried it. Whatever. All right, Dia swallowed about half a glass of the mixture before complaining of the taste. Half a glass? What? You're drinking something out of a bottle that's been expired. You know, you've had this thing for years and years. Why not just take a little sip? One little, just a taste. And then you would probably realize it's disgusting. No, he drank half a glass, then complained of the taste. Then he began to feel a burning sensation in his throat and said, I'm in trouble here. I'm dying. I'm dead. Detective Inspector Ian Simmons told an inquest in Huntington, Cambridgeshire, it's in the UK, I don't know how to pronounce that, that $58,000 worth of meth the bottle is believed to have contained was a significant amount. I would say it is highly likely it was destined for a dealer. It is unique. This is not an event that happens in Cambridgeshire or Shire or elsewhere. The inquest was told that the package had been delivered up to 3 years ago and the wrapping had been destroyed, limiting the police investigation. Coroner William Morris said he had been considering a verdict of unlawful killing, but there had been no evidence that whoever put the drug in the bottle intended any harm to Mr. Diaz or anyone else. This is a dreadful case, he said. This is why I always smell shit before I eat or drink it. It's safer that way. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Okay, let's see what my freaks are up to. Yes,
Colin. Hey, longtime sideshow member Black Samson here. I'm listening to your show from Sunday. I think it's like, yeah, that'd be the 27th. And yeah, I'm listening to this whole fucking ridiculous Christian story, and I don't think this lady actually heard this. It sounds like something my grandmother would forward in a chain mail to just everyone she thought needed to hear Christian things. Like,
oh, yeah.
That story could be about anything.
I've read
50 of those kind of absolute bullshit chain mails for Christians.
I think what story he's talking about is the one where the pastor's talking about the woman or the young boy who came to study and then went back to his hometown of Mexico and then got sick, and basically the boy heard that some woman was giving birth to a child and it was born dead, and so the kid was praying for the little baby, the dead baby, and 2 hours after the baby was delivered dead, it magically came to life. It's all bullshit.
Or, you know, strict neoconservative fucks or anything like that.
I mean, they could have made that story so much more believable, but they had to go that extra mile. Yeah, it was 2 hours. The baby wasn't breathing for 2 hours.
Or shit.
You understand? Like, these people have no idea of how the human body works and its limitations.
It was different back in my day. It sounds like just some...
Hold your breath. See how long you can hold your breath. I guarantee you after 2 minutes, you're dead, right? You're gonna be gasping for air. There's no way you could last 5 minutes.
A horrible thing, near dead.
Oh, whatever. Yes, okay, they're crazy.
Hey, Timmy Boo. I just remember Snatch Weasel here.
Hi, Snatch Weasel.
Yeah, I was just thinking some of the older shows. I remember the real funny one. You had a fucking, I think he was a blind guy or some shit, and he liked to listen to you shit. I think he got his number on a YouTube video or something. He just posted his fucking actual phone.
That's where It's Just a Fun Thing comes from. It's just a fun thing. He would justify his love of hearing shit. He wouldn't say it's a sexual thing for him, but it's a fun thing.
I remember you called him and you played a clip of one of the freaks shitting or something.
Yeah.
And the dude was at work or something and he wanted you to call him back later or some shit. I don't remember. But do you still have that guy's fucking number?
Oh, I wish I did.
That was hilarious.
He was a blind guy, and he would go on YouTube, I don't know how, with his little braille computer, I guess, and search for guys taking shits, and he would leave comments. A lot of times video comments, and that's how I found him.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's me, Trippy Jackalope. I'm a little drunk right now, but I actually was calling in because the one clip you played was the boy that was singing to My Little Pony soundtrack. He said he was wearing a fedora. The actual hat he was wearing was probably a Tribbly. Look up the hat difference between fedoras and Tribblys, and also there is a blog I want you to check out. I'll email you the link before I go to work tomorrow morning.
Now you guys are correcting me. You haven't even seen the video, but you can just tell. You can guess that he's not wearing a fedora. It's something else. Look, there's a lot of stuff you can correct me on. I'm sure there was about 20 words I mispronounced in these news stories today. But just, you don't have to correct me on fedoras.
I show freak Al Jolson calling in with what I think could possibly be $1 million idea. Sextastic Tuesday. But instead of you reading it, tripping over your big retard tongue, have a text-to-speech program try to read it. And we can have Dinosaur Erotica written in read in a hilarious robot voice.
Yeah, we could try that. I could load in a Sextastic Tuesday story and have the text-to-speech program run it, and then I'll comment on what is being read, I guess.
Hey, Tim, it's Jonah Zones. I got a quick suggestion for you. You should have a section of the Android and iOS app where you can log in to access all the paid content for Sideshow members.
Well, that's ultimately the goal. Like I said, before it was even available, I said, look, this is going to be a very basic app because it's easy to do, you know, just have, you know, the podcast and a few other extras on there. Having the part where you can actually log into the Sideshow and access content that way, it's a little bit harder. You have to deal with databases and shit, and it's very costly. So ultimately, I would like to have that, or just a standalone app for Sideshow Freaks. But I'm looking into it right now. We've got about, 2,000? I think there's been about 2,000 freaks who've downloaded the free app. If you haven't, grab it. It's on the Play Store, play.google.com or something. I don't know. I think it's available on your device. You just hit the Play Store. Same for Apple devices. Just go to your App Store, type in Distorted View, and don't forget to rate us. Leave us... Oh, my... You should read some of these fucking reviews. You guys are nuts. I'm surprised they haven't been deleted. But, yeah, give us a 5-star rating when you download the app. That really helps us out. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 408, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. You know, God.
It's a great tragedy.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And more importantly, vote for us at the Podcast Awards. Podcastawards.com. In the mature category, select Distorted View. Vote for us every single day. If you're Sideshow Freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, bye, everybody.
Eat my cock. Eat my cock.